Greenville, I think there was a town of about 1,000 people, and it was a gold rush town. And most of the buildings dated to the 1860s and 70s in downtown, you know, not counting the new development. But, you know, you've got families that raised cattle and raised horses there for, you know, over 100 years. And so there's this certain sense of community that it's kind of gone now. And, you know, it was a gold rush town, and now it's all gone.
There's little rain this time of year, and the terrain down there is really remote and mountainous. Also, it seems like, Greg, these wildfires in California and elsewhere in the Pacific Northwest seem to be happening with more and more regularity.
That's true. It seems like as we get more and more into climate change, a couple of years ago, we had a fire down in Paradise, which totally devastated that town. And luckily, it avoided Plumas County. But this year, I guess it was our turn.
Wildfires are also becoming more common in Alaska, although Southeast is a rainforest. And we have had pretty bad drought a few years ago. It got pretty extreme in 2019. But here in Juneau, it's easy to forget how dry much of the rest of the Pacific Northwest is. How did it happen? How did it come to happen in California?
Well, the drought actually took off in a wild, wild way in the last 2 years. So 3 years ago, we had a record snowfall, and it filled Lake Oroville to the point where the hydroelectric dam was actually producing power again. And then, you know, in the last 2 years, there's been no snowfall. There's been no rainfall. There's been nothing. And, you know, Lake Oroville has been reduced to a creek. And so there's no water left. I mean, so what they do is they bring in these water tender airplanes to try to put out fires. And if they can't suck the water out of the lake, they've got nothing. And so really, in reality today, we've got no water in Northern California.
So, Greg, I have to ask you, so what do you do now? Do you try and rebuild?
My home's gone. I have like an 80 by 100 foot plat of property that's just a cement slab, and I've got nothing left. And so really my plan now is to try to get home in the next month or two and you know, grab my boots, grab a pickaxe, and tear down what can't be saved, and then rebuild what we can.
Greg, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with Coast Alaska.
Thanks a lot, Jacob.